Enjoy this integral meditation with Eugene Pustoshkin.
And now we'll add some kind of technique to that, which you can use at home, and it you can use it for a few years and even whole life, and it will yield very good results. So the standard technique is sit, you know, comfortably. Your breathing is natural, and be aware of the gift of sight, of the gift of your eyes, visual field, just as it is right now, with your eyes open. Everything is arising in this visual field, and you don't even do any effort. It arises effortlessly. Like Brother David Steindl-Rast says, it's like a gift. It's given to us for free, our all channels of perception and whole life, in a sense. It's a gift. And this is a gift of visual consciousness. And when you are attending to the visual consciousness while sitting comfortably and breathing naturally, be aware of the periphery of your visual field. Usually we focus on somebody in the center, and especially that somebody speaks to us. But the next time when you speak to somebody, or you listen to the next dialogue or interview or a teacher speaking something, don't just look at him or her. Be aware of everything that's around the room. And it's not the point to see everything clearly, like every object, but just be aware of the visual field itself. What helps is to see at the same time the very left point in your visual field and the very right point in your visual field. And then try to equally distribute awareness through the entire visual field horizontally, like, and whenever any single item starts to focus your attention on itself, release this item and go back to this field of visual field, to this spacious awareness of the periphery in the left and in the right. And also add there, when you're ready, the top point in the top of your visual field and in the bottom. Like there can be a ceiling in the top, your own lap in the bottom, and the floor. And you're just aware of the entire visual field, like you are in the movies. And you're looking at this movie screen and you're not focusing on anything in particular. Things may start to become blurry and they start to, you know, go like darker or lighter. And this is all right. And you just be aware of the entire visual field. Every time attention grasps one thing, be aware of everything else at the same time. And release attention from that thing into the visual field itself. And you can, in your own practice, spend like many minutes doing that. If you do it like for 10 or 15 minutes, you will notice specific effects. And if your eyes get tired, which is a usual experience because we use our eyes so often doing this computer work, office work, and looking at things very focused way, just let yourself release the tension behind your eyes. Notice all tensions, give space to them, and just let them relax in their own way. And if they persist, let them be as they are. They are perfect, just as they are. And we'll go a little bit further, but you can feel free to stay in the visual field. But if we go further, just add all sounds. Notice that you hear sounds naturally. Birds, cars, other people, some clocks, any sound. Sound of your own body. Like in the skull, there is often this sound of blood flow. And simultaneously be aware of the visual field and all sounds while resting deeply in awareness of visual field and all sounds. Hear all sounds at once, as if you stop searching for the source of any sound. You're in the nature, you hear birds singing, you know, insects buzzing, grass, wind, river, and you just walk or sit and you hear all sounds at once. And here in your room, or if you're in nature, you hear all natural sounds while being aware of the entire visual field. Breathing naturally. And the final stage would be, and you can of course continue just being aware of visual field, or just being aware of visual field plus audio field, hearing. Notice you have a body, somebody, you are somebody. Your embodied being, and just give space to naturally arising embodied sensation of being here and now. And if you have any tensions in your body, notice where they are and let go of them in your attention. Just let them be as they are, but redistribute your awareness to the entire body. Feel your hands, feel your face, feel your head, your arms, torso, back, legs, the weight of the body. And now simultaneously be aware and rest as visual, audio, and body presence. And just will be silent for a couple minutes and just make your awareness moves to integrate visual field, audio field, body. The best thing would be effortlessly just open up and be aware of everything at the same time, all at once. And of course, if you're still thinking, the thinking can subside, it can go quiet, but if it's still active, just give space to it as well. It's all right. Continue bringing awareness to visual field, to hearing, and to body. And for those of you who feel it already, one last thing, like a surprise gift. Be aware of the intersubjective field, of the field of being present at this summit, and of being present in whatever community you are in right now. If there's somebody else in your room, just be aware of how this person and all these groups of people are arising within your awareness, as this room is within awareness, and how they are reflected and resonated in your own embodiment, where in the body you feel the presence of these people or animals. And let your eyes rest if it's after a long working day, eyes might be tired. So you just redistribute your awareness through the entire body and let your eyes relax. And if you want, you can pause this if you watch it as a recording and just spend some time just being in this state. And then when you're ready, just feel your legs be aware of the physicality of the room. It's not like you're returning somewhere, you're integrating the physical material presence of everything while continuing having the soft gaze into reality and seeing the faces of people who are dear to you, whom you meet, the unique beauty of everyone who is visiting this shared space, which you also a visitor, a temporary visitor on our journey somewhere in the mystery of our being. And also we can, you know, continue or wind down our own conversation. If you just shared like a few words of what this experience has been for you, I'd be really grateful.